This is NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. After the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May, GOP lawmakers want another big investigation into the Tennessee Department of Correction. I reported on the issue for WPLN. The medical staff at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution tried to place traditional IVs into Tony Carruthers' arms, and when that didn't work, a doctor failed to place a central line in a deeper vein. After an hour of trying, the governor called it all off. Now, some state senators who otherwise favor the death penalty want to know what went wrong. They want to look into medical personnel and how the department decides whether they're qualified. Before the execution, Carruthers' attorneys were arguing the on-site physician hadn't placed a central line in more than a decade and was destined to fail. The lawmakers are asking Governor Bill Lee to bring in an independent investigator. He already did this once back in 2022 when he learned the department was failing to test the drugs it uses for executions. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News. In response to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling upholding birthright citizenship, Tennessee's Congressman Andy Ogles has introduced a bill that would narrow who qualifies. The legislation, called the Anchors Away Act, would limit citizenship to babies born in the country with at least one parent who's a citizen, a lawful permanent resident, or an immigrant with legal status serving in the military. The bill would also bar pregnant people from entering the country if they aren't married to a U.S. citizen. That would include people entering as tourists. In statements on social media, Ogles suggested birthright citizenship is used to, quote, embed foreigners in American society. He said he believes immigrants are colonizing the United States and that ending birthright citizenship is necessary to save the country's sovereignty. Yesterday was the deadline for Tennessee cities and counties to adopt new spending plans, but Clarksville officials have not agreed on a budget. For the fourth time, the city council rejected a budget proposal Monday night. Clarksville Now reports a property tax hike is still a central point of dispute. It's clear the rate will increase. The question is, by how much? You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.